It is the radio segment that's on the radio and is a segment on the radio. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Germany. The staff at a nursing home panicked late on Friday night when they realized that two elderly male residents had escaped.
I like how we always use the word escape too, as if they're in prison.
Right?
The names were not released, but their ages are 84 and 86. Mm. So the staff called police, and the pictures of the senior citizens were all over the news. Mm-hmm. And it took more than a few hours to find them, but cops did eventually spot the two old guys at 3 o'clock in the morning at a concert.
What?
They're just like out there living their best life?
Cool.
I love it.
It wasn't just any concert either. It was the world's biggest heavy metal festival.
What?
Yeah. No way.
This year's festival included Judas Priest, Motley Crue, and literally hundreds of more bands. Whoa. The cops say when they found the men, they were, quote, disoriented and dazed, probably from all the rock.
Yeah, totally.
Said they didn't want to leave either. In fact, one of them asked the cops if they wanted to stay with him and rock out a little bit.
Yes. Why would the cops say no to that?
I thought they were going to be at like a Simon and Garfunkel concert or something.
Unfortunately for the old guys, authorities made them go back to the nursing home.
Oh, boo.
But at least they can tell all their housemates about how badass the concert was. This next leisure story is out of Minnesota. The Minnesota Department of Public Safety just released some data from last month when the cops did a special crackdown on speeding and reckless driving. Mm. They gave out 14,611 speeding tickets.
Dang.
But one really stands out. And it's a ticket that went to a guy who was busted for doing 99 miles an hour because he was trying to make it to Taco Bell before they closed.
And suddenly everyone can relate.
Don't blame him.
Yeah.
When he was pulled over, he actually told police, quote, "When the heart wants a chalupa, the heart's going to do crazy things to get that chalupa."
Yeah, bro.
Was this man sober?
Says, crazy enough, he wasn't high or drunk. He was just hungry.
Wow.
But didn't matter to police, they gave him a ticket anyway and let him go on his way to Taco Bell, only this time he had to go much slower.
Yeah, no way he made it before they closed.
Yeah, no word on if he made it or not, but we hope he made it and he got his chalupa. This next leisure story is out of Indianapolis. Earlier this week, some burglars broke into a family's house and found themselves in a very unpredictable situation. Apparently, they went upstairs to look for valuables.
Uh-huh.
The two men found themselves face-to-face with the family's pet pig. Yeah. We're not talking about a miniature pig or a guinea pig. The family had a full-grown 350-pound pig that they got as a pet earlier this year. His name is Dumplin.
Oh, Dumplin.
So, thank you, pig name.
How did Dumplin stop the burglary? According to the owner who saw the in-home security footage, he said Dumplin just walked around a corner and scared the living snot out of the two guys.
Oh. That's what pigs do.
In the video, the pig seemed surprised as well and began snorting and slobbering, scaring the thieves even more. In the end, the two men ran away empty-handed. Afterwards, the owner said, quote, "When those crooks broke in, they were probably surprised to see Dumplin lumbering around the house. And we're like, we don't want to deal with this."
We don't want to deal with this.
Cops are trying to track down the thieves, and Dumplin is a hero.
Yay.
Wow. Way to go,
extra
Dumplin.
Extra slop tonight, I guess. This next leisure story is out of Bristol, England. Earlier this month, 39-year-old Marcus Banwell shoplifted some extremely hot peppers from a grocery store, and he might have gotten away with it if he hadn't tried to eat one.
As
Marcus was leaving the store, he took a bite out of one of the peppers and immediately doubled over and started vomiting.
Oh, man, it must have been like a ghost pepper.
And
like
why
a Reaper.
Are you stealing those?
The store owner saw him, realized what happened, and called police, and Marcus was arrested for shoplifting. When the cops searched him, they also found a clarinet that he'd stolen from a music store earlier in the day.
Okay, now it all makes sense. Why wouldn't you get the hot peppers after the clarinet?
And he had some crack and heroin on him, too.
Okay, there it is.
That could also make you puke.
You know what? A lot of heroin clarinet players out there.
You probably thought the clarinet was a pipe. They're...
The peppers he shoplifted are called Scotch Bonnets.
Oh, yeah.
They have a heat ratio of 350,000 Scoville units. In comparison, the average jalapeno has 5,000, so it's very hot pepper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the trendy world of trends. According to three dermatologists from the Boston University School of Medicine, there's been a big increase in the number of people who are getting plastic surgery to look like Snapchat filters.
Oh, my God!
What?
Yeah.
What are you getting, like, flower crowns surgically placed under your head forever?
If you're not familiar, Snapchat lets you alter your pictures or video with different filters that add special effects to your face, like making your eyes huge or making you look like you have a glowing angel halo on or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Doctors said, quote, Snapchat dysmorphia has patients seeking out cosmetic surgery to look like filtered versions of themselves with fuller lips, bigger eyes, and a thinner nose.
Wow.
So we're all going to eventually look like cartoons.
Pretty much. The researcher said, quote, this is an alarming trend because those filtered selfies often present an unattainable look and are blurring the line of reality and fantasy for these patients. It's definitely a sign of a big change. People used to look at celebrities for inspiration for plastic surgery, and now they're just looking at Snapchat filters, okay, which is still kind of looking at celebrities because all of those pictures are heavily filtered as well that
right.
they post. This next story is out of Romance Central. GQ magazine just published the results of a survey asking women which qualities make up the ideal man.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They found 9 characteristics that are necessary and 4 that are pretty important but not crucial. So if you want to start working your way toward becoming Ryan Gosling, here's how it works.
Okay.
The 9 necessary qualities are honesty, kindness, intelligence, a good sense of humor, blue eyes, the ability to speak 2 languages,
whoa,
being a romantic, not being a vegetarian, and being a good listener.
Okay, I can get behind all that, but the blue eyes. Why are people all about blue eyes?
I don't know, but I like how it's not being a vegetarian is important.
Yeah.
Do not be a vegetarian.
The 4 pretty important, but not as important qualities are driving a European car.
What?
A job that requires you to wear a suit, a college degree, and being clean shaven.
None of those.
Yeah, I'm not with those ones. I'm against those ones.
So you can work on most of those things, although having blue eyes could kind of be out of your control, but you could get some contacts or something.
I guess.
Yeah, or Snapchat surgery.
I think the blue eyes thing is really strange.
Yeah. That's the only real thing that was about looks on there was the blue eyes. Everything else was just about what kind of job you have, a car you drive, not eating only vegetables and things like that.
Nice and
like there wasn't even like you must have a 6-pack or like nice pecs or like those cut lines on your hips. Nothing.
Yep.
Blue eyes.
That's good.
Basically, learn a language, stop being a vegetarian, buy a Volvo, shave,
you're good,
and listen to people once in a while, and you should be the ultimate man.
There
wow.
You, go.
You guys have some big goals to
big
live
shoes
up to.
To fill.
Yeah,
yeah,
wow.
Speaking
shoes,
of shoes
I
to
see.
Fill. Yep. Here's the guy that's filling some shoes. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.